Hey Mirror Fam, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 3 of Mirror Star Podcasts. In this episode, I have two people, Lucas and Alex. Lucas, you may know him from the world of video games, Season 2, Episode 9, and Derb Chirp, Season 4, Episode 10. And Alex, it's his first Mirror Star Podcasts episode. So, yeah. So, Alex, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing very nice.
Lovely. Lucas, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Miracle or Mirror Star, should I say?
So, are you guys ready for the questions?
Yep.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, it's going to be on UFC and Breaking Bad. Two things that you both are interested in. Mm-hmm. So, basically, this question is going to see, like, who knows more, practically.
Oh, no.
There'll be some trivia questions, more to the end. But most of these are just, like, general questions. So, the first question is, the first 10 questions are going to be about UFC, and the next 10 questions are going to be on Breaking Bad.
Lord save me.
So, Lucas, I'm asking you first. First question is, what do you like about UFC?
Opinions. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, it's just, like, a really fun, like, sport to watch. And although, like, a lot of the fights, they do take a long time to come around, they're definitely worth the anticipation.
All right, fair. Alex, what do you like about UFC?
Like Luke said, it's a fun sport, and yeah, the fights take a while, but when you see them, they're worth it. It can be heartbreaking, it can be good, but at the same time, it's just amazing.
That's good, Fez. Lucas, when did you start watching the UFC?
I started like getting into it a few months ago, really, and I think like the whole point was because you know, there's a game called UFC 4, and it got me really invested into it. So I haven't really like dropped it since then.
All right. So is it like UFC 4 that got you into watching the actual UFC?
Yes.
Oh, fair. So Alex, when did you start watching UFC?
Like a few months ago, I started UFC, but I did. And then after that, I started watching all the events. And the first one I watched was at 287, 3 months ago.
Done. All right. So, Lucas, who's your favorite fighter or why?
Ooh, that is hard.
Yep. I mean, you guys are not allowed to choose the same one.
It's between like two people. It's between two people.
Who's the people?
So either Francis Ngannou, because that man, he hits like a truck. No, because overall, there's a video on what's it called, Jackass, I'm pretty sure. And somewhere like that, anyways. And bro, some guy, like, he take the punch from Ngannou to the balls, and he's just an unbelievable thing. And on maybe three, because we have Adesanya and Conor McGregor, because you know Conor McGregor's just notorious. He's a notorious man.
Yeah,
it is Adesanya. He's very interesting, because I think he's like really flexible, to be honest.
All right. So, if you had to choose between the three, who would you say your most favorite is? If you had to pick one.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, McGregor would definitely do it for me just because, like, I've known him for longer and I have a more real opinion on him over the other two.
It makes sense. You both are not allowed to choose the same favorite fighter. So, Alex, choose your favorite fighter and why.
I did Alex doing.
All right, Luke, it's tied between two, but not the same two.
Okay, go on.
Brandon Moreno. And George St. Pierre.
Alright, why?
They're both just amazing fighters.
I would like to add, Brandon Moreno, he's an incredibly nice guy. He's honestly like really humble, and like it sucks that we saw Mel go from him, because what's it called? I remember like I think it was on an interview or something. He had his own like Lego room with like not Lego but like full of like
yeah in his house stuff. He has a Lego room and then a Funko Pop room just because he's that guy.
Yeah, but yeah, like
it's sad because we saw him lose on Saturday.
But bro, he deserved the belt. He deserved it. And GSP, George St. Pierre, he's just so funny, man. I remember seeing a video on TikTok where it's like some guys asking him, "Oh, sir, can you be quiet?" And then, like, he opens that little, like, window compartment.
Ah, just,
and just see GSP, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's just really cool, honestly.
Right. You both know who Max Holloway is, right?
Mm-hmm. Holloway, yeah.
Right. So, Lucas, I'm asking you this question first. Or Alex, I'll ask you instead. Max Holloway has never been knocked down in a fight. True or false?
True.
Right. Do you think you're correct?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right. I'll ask you the next question as well. What is the difference between the UFC and the MMA?
The UFC has its own set of rules, and the UFC is a promotion. MMA is just a sport.
So, which one do you prefer watching?
UFC, because, well, it's got most of the fighters that we all know.
First, do you know any famous MMA fighters?
There is one. He's not really famous, but he's growing up. He's, like, becoming famous on TikTok.
Yeah.
His name's George Hardwick, and he fights for another promotion.
Oh, right. So, like, I don't watch MMA, really. But like, where is it based? Like, do they have a specific place?
No.
I apologize for the disconnect.
So, Lucas, I'll ask you the same question I just asked Alex. This is a true or false question. So, Max Holloway has never been knocked down. True or false?
No, because I... I'm going to say false. Wait. Could you repeat the question, please?
Max Holloway has never been knocked down. True or false?
False. But I'm saying this just because I don't have a lot of information over UFC featherweight, so I don't really have much of an opinion. So,
right. So one of you got this right, one of you got this wrong. Alex got it right. The answer was true.
Let's go.
He's never been knocked down before.
It's unbelievable.
In the time you're gone, I asked Alex this question. But Lucas, what is the difference between the UFC and the MMA?
And the MMA?
Yeah.
Mixed martial arts versus Ultimate Fight Championship. I swear, MMA is just like the sport itself, and like the UFC, it's like a championship that like, you can go into. I'm not sure.
Alex, you're the expert. Is he correct?
What? Sure.
He said that MMA is like the sport in itself, and
yeah.
Right. UFC is a championship that you get into if you're famous.
Yeah, something like that. Alex, have you ever wanted to be a UFC fighter or why?
I'm considering that.
Is it like one of your options?
Who wouldn't want to beat people up for a living?
Yeah, you got money for it.
Oh yeah, that's true, you know, beating people up, getting money. What's a luxury?
Legal crime.
Lovely. Lucas, what about you? Have you ever wanted to be a UFC fighter and why?
I'm currently considering it. And me and Alex have been planning to go to a UFC, not UFC, MMA club, which is like around like suitable for our ages. And I've been like considering doing it because I think it'll make me a lot more flexible as like a person. And I just want to have the opportunity to, you know, like try it out.
Yeah, right. You both have the same interest in it. One day, if you both decide to actually do it, who knows, you guys could be fighting against each other in the next few years. Who knows? And then you both will be making money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, you know who Hasbulla is, right?
Huh?
Yeah. You know who Hasbulla is?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Hasbulla? The UFC boy.
He's a little short fella. He is pretty funny, but sometimes he can annoy me.
Lucas, what about you? What's your opinion on Hasbulla?
Ooh, Hasbulla. My favourite waff. No, that's not what I'm referring to. He's honestly pretty okay, but as like Alex said, he can be a bit irritating at times. And like, a bit attention seeking. And like, yeah. especially with all the beef that is, like, it was either him or the other guy, I forgot his name, that was having beef with Khabib. But like on a whole, Masvidal is pretty solid.
Wow. Alex, what's your opinion on Khabib?
He's a great wrestler.
So, between the two, who do you think is better?
Between the two of what?
Hasbulla and Khabib.
Oh my god.
Khabib, because Hasbulla's a little... He's not really a fighter, he's just a little short fella.
Mm. True, say. Lucas, what about you? What's your opinion on Khabib?
Khabib is a wonderful wrestler, I will have to agree. But I will never forgive Khabib for harassing a man. I will never... I will... Come on, man. Ooh, I wanted McGregor to win, even though like I wasn't old enough to see the fight and even aware of UFC. It bummed me out.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be able to beat on Khabib?
No. I would be pulling through a leg lock so fast.
You sure?
100%.
What about Hasbulla?
Yeah, I could throw him. No, because I can show with like if you want, I'm just super him. Bam, then the floor. Right.
So, what is the best UFC fight you've ever watched?
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I couldn't tell you myself because they're all just amazing.
Okay, if you had to list, like, at least choose three.
Three?
Yeah.
I can't remember any, man. I'm not as invested in terms of watching it, like, because I don't have a TV license. Yeah, I know. I'm illegal.
If you had to rate UFC, what would you rate out of 10?
Sorry, could you repeat?
If you had to rate UFC, what would you rate out of 10?
11.
Lovely. Nice. So, in the meantime, I'm going to ask you some UFC trivia questions because I want to ask.
I'm dead.
I'll try ask the ones where I think you should be able to answer. Some of these do have actual options, so. I don't know if this one that I'm choosing right now has options. Oh, yeah, it does have options. I think. Right. Are you ready for the first trivia question?
Go on, hit me.
Right. Like, which discipline? Your options are mixed martial arts, boxing, or karate?
No, I'm really sorry. Could you repeat, please? Because it might cut out.
UFC events spotlight which discipline? Mixed martial arts, boxing, or karate?
Mixed martial arts.
You are correct. How many weight divisions are there in the UFC? 7, 10, 13.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to count. It's between 7 and 10.
7 and 10. If you had to choose one of those numbers,
I'm going to say 7.
7. Let's check if you are correct. You are incorrect.
Oh, it's 10.
7. And it says the heavyweight division maxes out at 265 pounds.
Yeah, no, I said 7.
Oh, no, the answer was 10.
Oh.
Which state was the first to enact specific regulations regarding MMA? I'll give you the options for this. Nevada, New York, or California?
Wait, could you repeat the question, please?
Which state was the first to enact specific regulations regarding MMA? Nevada, New York, or California? basically, which state was the first to give out like actual rules. During the fight?
I think it's Nevada.
You want to check the answers? Is that your final answer?
What
you are incorrect.
Told you.
The answer was California.
Wow.
And so right now you've got 1 out of 3. It's not terrible.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's that. That's horrible. That's horrible.
In which year was the UFC's first event held?
1996, 1993, or 1990? First ever.
Yeah.
That is going to be
hard. Hello. Hi. Wait, one second. Give me a second.
What were the dates again?
1996, 1993, and 1990.
I think it was 93.
Okay. You are correct. Yeah. So its first event was held in 1993. The first events had a loser and a less regulated format. I read for the next question. Alex.
Yeah.
You ready? Are you ready for the next question, Alex?
Yes, King.
Right, so let me tell you some the question you missed. So, what is the best UFC fight you've watched?
Probably. Wait, I'm thinking. Probably Moreno and Panto, the one. Yeah, Saturday.
All right. What did you like about it? What happened?
It was just both of them. They both tied each other out, and they're both trying the best.
Yes. So, if you had to rate UFC overall as a whole out of 10, what would you rate it?
10 out of 10.
Lovely. I asked Lucas the same question. He said 11. Let me ask you some UFC questions I asked Lucas. I don't know if Luke's still here, but it's okay.
Is Luke still here?
I'm not sure. I think he's going to do something. He'll be back shortly.
He'll be back.
I think the question is back up. Right. I'll just ask you the questions I asked Lucas so far. So, UFC events spotlight which discipline? Your options are mixed martial arts, boxing or karate?
UFC spotlight which discipline?
Yep.
Mixed martial
arts. Yep.
Correct. Lucas, you back?
Yes.
Right, I'll ask both of you these questions now. I'll ask Lucas first, and then I'll ask Alex, and we'll see who gets more.
Okay.
That's the wrong question. Lucas, the UFC's headquarters are in which major city? Your options are Chicago, Las Vegas, or Los Angeles.
I think I'm pretty sure. Wait, Alex, do you know this one?
I do, but I've got.
He's not.
Yeah, I know.
He's not allowed to help you.
I'm aware.
What are you saying?
I'm pretty sure it's. Wait, what did you say they were?
You're searching it.
No.
Chicago, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles.
It's either Vegas or Los Angeles. I know it's not Chicago, but like, I don't even know where Chicago is.
Chicago's like kind of near south, I think.
Yeah, so it's Chicago. I think, bro. Wait. Is LA in Nevada?
Is LA in Nevada? What? No. Nevada is in... Nevada's in Las Vegas.
And Los Angeles is California.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then it's Vegas.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
Vegas is not one of the options, though. Are you sure it's Vegas?
Yeah, both of us are sure.
Right, let's check.
I got 15 minutes.
Alright, it's not letting me get up the answers. Right. Next question. But yeah, it was Nevada. Which fighter acquired the nickname the world's most dangerous man? The options are Chuck Liddell, Ken Shamrock, or Brock Lesnar?
What are the options? Shamrock, Lesnar, and who?
And Liddell.
I'm gonna say
Shamrock. Right. Also, you guys were correct. It's in Nevada, by the way. Let's check if you're correct.
Shamrock.
You are correct. Ken Shamrock. Mm-hmm. Right, let me just get the questions back up.
Lucas.
Ben. I think he disappeared, Ken. Okay. It'll be back shortly. Right. Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
Yes.
I'm gonna start asking you the Breaking Bad questions because I want to see what you know. So, when did you start watching Breaking Bad?
Like last year, middle of last year.
Middle of last year. So, what got you into it?
My best friend at the time told me to watch it.
Alright. What's your favourite scene from it?
The scene...
It's probably my Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi's pretty bad.
What's your favourite scene from Breaking Bad?
Probably the scene. The final scene.
Alright. Are you still making seasons of it?
No.
Right. Lucas, when did you start watching Breaking Bad?
A while ago.
How long's a while ago?
I would say maybe start of 2023.
All right. So what got you into it?
Sorry?
What got you into watching it?
I think it was Alex.
Oh, that's convenient. What's your favorite scene from Breaking Bad?
Ooh. Probably when I'm Alex. So you know the tortoise guy. His name.
The who?
That scene where he walks like there's a tortoise and his head's just on it.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah.
Bro, I found that so funny. It was just that like.
Yeah.
Did I ask you this one? Yeah, so is that your favorite scene? Then, Alex, what's your favorite episode?
Probably. The face off.
Right, where? Where? What'd you say?
I think it's season 4, episode 1.
Alright, where's your favourite?
Mm.
Where is my favorite?
No, where is it your favorite?
Because it it's a most iconic scene.
Yes. Lucas, what's your favorite episode from Breaking Bad and where? If he's not dead. He died. What's your favorite season, Alex?
My favorite what?
Your favorite season.
The last one.
What'd you say?
The last one.
The last one. How many seasons are there?
Set 5.
Oh, so season 5?
Yeah.
Come
on. No, no, yeah, 5, yeah, 5.
Who's your favorite character and why?
Jesse Pinkman, the second man.
Why?
He's played really well.
So which characters do you not like and why?
The bad guys. The cat. No, they're all bad. I mean, like the good guys. Please. Good guys.
So what was Walter White's occupation at the start of Breaking Bad?
Science teacher.
And how many children does Walter White have?
2.
And rate Breaking Bad out of 10.
10.
Lovely. Let me get. Cause I want to see what you know and in. I'm gonna basically ask you the same kind of similar stuff, but some trivia questions on Breaking Bad, basically. Right. So, how many episodes of Breaking Bad were aired? Like, were shown?
I don't know the exact number, but I know there was about maybe 100.
100. There was 62.
Jesus.
Which year was Breaking Bad first aired?
2008, I think.
Correct. What is Gus Fring's henchman, Mike's surname? What is Gus Fring's henchman, Mike's surname?
Gold.
Gus Fring's henchman, Mike's surname.
Finger.
Wait. I'm back. My bad. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, it's gone.
Miracle, it was Finger.
What was it?
Finger.
Was it?
I think so.
It says it was Ehrman. Oh, no. I'm not going to try to pronounce that.
That's his surname.
Ehrman Trant or something like that.
That's his last name.
Yeah, it was his last name. That was the question.
Oh, I thought you said nickname.
Oh.
Finger.
Lucas, what's your favorite episode of Breaking Bad and why?
So, Alex, so you know the Salamanca brothers?
Yeah.
So you know in that one episode where Hank absolutely just there, Sam?
Yeah, that one.
No, because, like, I was surprised. I was flabbergasted because, like, this man was shit with stitches, and he was still able to take both of them. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, then that's your favorite episode. So, what's your favorite season of Breaking Bad?
Season. Pretty sure it's season 3.
Season 3, why?
Wait, no. To focus, like. I'm pretty sure that's when they, start with for Gus, I'm pretty sure.
All right. So, who's your favorite character and why?
Jesse, because I guess it relates to him a lot.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what Alex said. I think.
Yeah, I said it because he's played really well.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that, honestly.
So, which characters do you not like and why? Because.
I don't like.
Yeah.
That one prostitute. I don't know why, but I just didn't like her. And Skylar. That woman is.
So some quick questions for you. What was Walter White's occupation at the start of Breaking Bad?
He was a teacher.
What kind of teacher?
A science teacher.
And how many children did he have?
Children. Are we counting to the end of Breaking Bad or at the start?
Probably throughout the whole thing.
Throughout the whole thing, two children, I'm pretty sure.
Correct. And rate Breaking Bad out of 10.
Also 11. It's a wonderful series.
Lovely. Did you ever, like, finish watching it?
I'm very close to finishing it.
So what episode are you on now?
I haven't watched it in a few days, so I forgot the episode, but I am close.
Oh, do you know how many episodes are a season?
In like one season?
Yeah.
What's like trivia?
No, like, yeah, basically.
In 14? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I was just asking. Right. Alex, you still here? What does the DEA stand for? I'll ask you and then I'll ask Lucas.
What does the what?
The DEA stand for?
The drug and...
Lucas, what does DEA stand for?
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Alex, which area of science does Walt teach at school?
Chemistry.
Lucas, same question. What field of science?
Chemistry.
Alex, the highest rated episode... Wait. Never mind. Next question. Name the plant Walt used to poison a child.
To use a special formula called ricin.
Lucas, name the plant Walt used to poison a child.
Wait, no. Answered it wrong. It's the lily of the valley.
I don't know that one.
Alex, you're correct. Question 8. Name the famous author of the book Hank reads to discover Walt's true identity.
Walt Whitman.
Lucas, same question. Name the famous author of the book Hank reads to discover Walt's true identity.
No clue. I haven't even gone that far yet. I'm on like one or two episodes before.
Oh, don't worry. I'm giving you a little teaser. Okay, I'll ask you this question. Which food does Walt infamously throw onto the roof of his house?
Pizza.
Alex, same question. What does he throw?
Pizza.
It was a pepperoni pizza, I'm pretty sure.
Next question. Alex, what is the name of Skinny Pete's accomplice?
Badger.
Lucas, what is the name of Skinny Pete's accomplice?
Wait, Skinny Pete is one of Jess's friends, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine so.
I'm pretty sure.
He is.
So what's the name of Skinny Pete's accomplice?
I'm going to go with Badger.
You are both correct. Alex. Gus Fring's meth super lab is based underneath a warehouse. Laundromat. What does the above ground business specialize in?
Laundromat.
Lucas. Gus Fring's meth super lab is based underneath a warehouse. What does the above ground business specialize in?
It was a laundromat, I'm pretty sure. I remember, just before Walter goes in, I can see a bunch of, people working there.
You are both correct. It was a laundromat.
Very open laundromat.
Alex, which Star Wars director, arguably the most which Star Wars director directed arguably the most polarizing episode in the entire series, Fly? This is a hard one, if you know.
I don't know this one.
Lucas, which Star Wars director directed arguably the most polarizing episode in the entire series, Fly?
George Lucas, yeah, I don't know.
No, the answer was Rian Johnson. I don't know who that is. Alex, What nickname does Jesse give to the RV he uses with Walt to cook meth?
We'll laugh.
We all should answer again.
I said Lulap.
His
own private domicile.
What'd you say?
His own private domicile.
Yeah. Lucas, what nickname does Jesse give to the RV he uses with Walt to cook meth?
I mean, like, I know why Alex had his own private domicile, because I remember in that scene when Walt was directing Jesse on what to say. Is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it from.
So what's your answer?
I'm gonna assume it's a private domicile, because that's what I'm guessing.
You are both incorrect. The answer was the crystal ship.
Whoa, I don't remember that.
Question 14. Alex, what is Gus Fring's nationality?
Spanish. No, Mexican.
Lucas, same question. What is Gus Fring's nationality?
Gustavo Fring is a Hispanic.
But what national? So do you think that's his nationality?
Mexican.
You are both incorrect. He is from Chile, so he's Chilean.
Oh.
Alex, name the actor who plays Walt Jr.
Name the what?
The actor who played Walt Jr.
Oh, I know this one. What is it now? Oh my god.
I don't got a clue.
BJ, it's letters, I think.
Yeah, I can't give hints.
Is that it?
What'd you say?
His name has two letters, I know it. RJ Mira.
You are incorrect.
What is it?
I'm joking, you're correct.
Ah! Oh, my God, I knew it.
Lucas, two elements from the periodic table, BR and BA, are used in the Breaking Bad title image. Name the elements.
No clue.
I'm telling your science teacher. Alex, same question. Two elements from the periodic table.
One's brodium.
We say that one again.
Brodium and beridium.
You are incorrect.
Did I get one of them right?
Say them again.
Brodium and beryllium.
Spell beryllium.
B-I-R-I-N-E-I-U-M.
I think you're incorrect. The answers were bromine and barium.
Yeah, okay. So, no, I got it wrong.
B-A-R-I-U-M and B-R-M-I-N-E. Lucas. Which color is commonly associated with Marie Schroeder's throughout the show?
That's Hank's wife.
I'll ask you out. Which color is associated for?
I think it's white.
You are incorrect. It is purple.
I think it's a...
No worries, I'll ask you again, because I think Lucas is going through some difficulties. Name the infant daughter of Walt and Skylar White. Alex.
Yeah?
Name the infant daughter of Walt and Skylar White.
Holly.
You are correct. Lydia Rodet Quayle was the head of logistics. Yeah. Oh, was the head of logistics at which fictional globe?
Grey Matter.
Say that again.
Grey Matter.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure if it's that color.
Which fictional global conglomerate?
I know it's the company's name, Matter.
With ties to Gus Fring and used to whip to ship Walt's product across the world.
Oh no, I don't know that one.
The answer was
logistics company.
Yeah. You want me to tell you, fam?
Yeah.
It was Madrigal.
Yeah, I could never get in that one.
Next question is, complete the iconic Walt phrase. You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I'm not in danger, Skylar. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot and you think of me.
No, I am the one who knocks.
You are correct. So, what's it called? You got, pretty sure most of them are correct. Those are 20 questions. So that was just one sheet of questions. But I never really finished asking the UFC questions. I just want to see between UFC and Breaking Bad, which one you like know more about. So I'm going to ask you some, what is it called? Some UFC questions, just to see what you know. Just test your knowledge a little bit. Right. So these ones are going to get harder. But the two major sponsors of UFC are Harley Davidson and who?
Modelo.
Incorrect.
No, it is. What is it? Wait, what? Toyo Tires.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't know what this one. Tell me.
It says Anheuser-Busch. Something like that. That's what it said.
Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. Like, as the two major sponsors of UFC. I don't know, man. What is the parent company of UFC?
Zuffa.
Correct. Through 2009, who of the following has been UFC champion at 2 weights?
Between 2009? What does that mean?
No, through 2009. In 2009.
Anderson Silva.
You are incorrect.
Michael Bisping.
You are incorrect.
I'm out.
The answer was Randy Couture.
Fair enough.
Which of the following is a martial arts film? There is no following. Name a famous martial arts film.
Martial arts.
Alex, did you get it? Right, so there's going to be a slight change in this podcast. So due to the unavailability of the two people I'm doing the podcast with, Lucas and Alex, there'll be a slight change. So I'll have Marvin, who's like my little podcast partner, for the rest of this episode. And we're going to waffle and ramble on about different things. No questions asked. And yeah. So Marvin, basically, yeah. You know, I was thinking of something. What if, because you know how I said this is the last season?
Mm-hmm.
What if like one day we both actually take a podcast, like both of us have a podcast, like a shared podcast? Because right now it's like my podcast, but you're there at the same time. But what if we had a shared podcast? I mean, your podcast. Some episodes are yours. Some episodes are mine. Both have the password to the accounts. What if we did that?
Yeah, we can do that. You know how in our school here, there's like a recording booth.
Yeah.
And like there's mics and that stuff. We can do something like that.
Yeah. Like for example, I might do episode 2 and you might do episode 3 with like anyone you want. You plan that episode out. Like a plan.
Miracle, you know that you know what Logan Paul does?
What is
it? Like
KSI.
Logan Paul with his friend. What's it called? What is it called? Logan Paul podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Impulsive. Yeah, we can do. It's like a duo podcast. With like me, it's got me and you. It has we have got like Logan Paul and his friend. Yeah. And they just invite just one person on with like nothing on it. We just talk about something. We don't need a specific topic. We just need to ramble on about something.
Yeah, me and you are very good at rambling on. Like, there's been certain days where we've, like, from 9 a.m., we've been on call for, like, 5 hours. Sometimes. Like, 5 hours straight. 6 hours, 7 hours. Like, sometimes we just genuinely go on call and ramble on and speak about whatever crosses our minds. Obviously, we can't really do that as much on a podcast because some of that are more personal, like school related, and are like about specific people and specific things. And we can't get too into the details, but we can give like a broad view. But yeah, that's what I was just thinking of when I said podcast partner. Because where did you do that idea? Where did you do that? Because I was just thinking of it, and it's just like, possible, but like be hard to put together. So yeah, what do you think of that like shared podcast like idea?
It's a great idea. I think it can help me, it can help you, and it's not going to be forced on like, not going to like this podcast, because we have to plan a lot and all that stuff. It'll be And I really like it that way. And as a result, it will be like, you know, it'll be great because we can just ramble on, and do whatever we want.
Yeah, I think that's a quite a good idea. Cause like, what's it called? What, like, let's say there was no Merstar podcast, right?
Yeah.
And if you were to have like a shared podcast, what would you name it?
Name it like some like a made up word, like ooh, which sounds like a natural word. I don't know what to name it though. If I was, then like I'm seeing like names. Impulsive, like Logan Paul and that guy. That was nice.
Yeah.
Like you could send whatever that is.
It can either be like a combined name, or a unique, or like easygoing name. Something like that.
Made up word generator. Because this could be an example of one of our ramble on parts. You might like that again. Oh, you're back.
Yeah, all right. My thing's cut for some reason.
All right. I think I've got some generated words.
All right. What are your generated words? Let's hear them.
Cholder.
Chongda. Cholder.
Yeah, cholder. I'll send you on Discord.
Cholder.
Cholder. Cholder.
Oh, cholder.
Progarkin, which sounds really NPC.
Progarkin.
Creebly. Creebly. And I need to generate more words. Generate kind of fake words. Hubblepop. Hubblepop.
Birth podcast.
I mean, we don't need to name it that name podcast. We just name it that just random word.
Yeah. What's it called? I was, like, the thing I had in my head, like, let's say had one episode to myself, you had the next episode to yourself, and you get to choose who you do yours with, and I choose who I do mine
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I think that's fun. That's a fun idea. And, but the thing is, synergy.
No, like, and then every episode 10 and episode 1, we both come together.
Yeah, that's true. We can have that.
And then, like, you choose your people. Sometimes we might help each other plan each other's episodes.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have the shared, like, because obviously I have the password and stuff like that for the podcast. I'll, you know, we'll both have the same podcast account, like, you know, to ed- like to, like, you know, get it posted out to like Spotify and all those kind of stuff. The only thing that would be a bit confusing is like editing. Like, how are you going to get it edited?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of weird.
I don't have to get mine edited, but do you know how, but do you know how to edit it?
Yeah, I know how to edit a bit, yeah, but I'll definitely learn a lot. I can learn a few as well.
If you want, I could try what maybe, I can maybe help teach you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you how I do. But it's a long process. It does take quite a lot. It takes me like 2 hours sometimes to edit a podcast. But, you know, I don't mind. It's a cool experience.
Yeah.
All right,
I think Miracle, we can do a good idea of this thing. But like, personally, I prefer the idea of me and you just being together for each episode. I mean, we can obviously do like a season, and we could do an episode 3 and an episode 6 separated. Like, probably like the majority of the episodes we could do together.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, we could do like episode 1 obviously together, because episode 1, episode 2 again together, episode 3. You do it or I do it, because that's like a very irrelevant episode. Episode 4, same thing, like switch. Yeah. And then episode 5, we come together again. Episode 6 and 7, we switch. Episode 8 and 9, we just do whatever we want. I can't even lie. And episode 10, we just, you know, be me and you doing that. Do absolutely nothing.
But the thing is, let's say we were to do it like, obviously together, we can just waffle for like hours and hours on end. Mm-hmm. For example, right now, this is not a planned conversation.
Yeah,
this is just something I thought of in my head, and it's like we just built onto it. But let's say we were to do a podcast with like people, like other people. It's the thing about finding people. I feel like I've came to the point where I've done a podcast with practically everyone I can do it with. To the point where I've reused people from previous seasons. For example, Lucas, I'm pretty sure he was in season 2 episode. I forgot which episode it was.
Nine.
I think it was season 2 episode 9 or season 3 episode 9. It was one of those episodes.
Wait, Miracle, I'm going to come back in like a minute.
Yeah, Lucas, he was in season 2 episode 9, which was A World of Video Games. And he was also in another one. He was also in, Derb Chirp, which just came out 5 months ago. And another one from a year ago. So Lucas, he's been in 2 podcasts already. One 5 months ago, Derb Chirp, and one a year ago, which is A World of Video Games. So I've come to a point where I've started to reuse people. So the main point of me saying this is, if we were to do that, like, how are we going to get people that wouldn't, like, it'd be harder? Like, how do we do that?
I mean, as I said, my idea is, like, we could go into that booth, what's it called, that weird booth we have in our school. We could just do whatever we want on it.
We could, but I don't really know how it works, like, how to use it and stuff.
We can ask the head teacher, and then you get shouted at that, but still allowed to do it.
Yeah, last time we went to the studio, they were there, though, and it was a bit awkward.
I don't care, to be honest. But if we do it, we do it. And then...
we could always get it done. Because it is possible. It is possible. So yeah, what were we saying? Something about the studio. Yeah, it's just it'd be a bit awkward, but we'd get there.
All right, but Miracle, I've got some names for the podcast.
Names, let's hear them.
All right, then. So I've combined four words.
Not combined.
Combined. Yeah, thank you. It's not correct. All right, whatever, my voice. I've combined. All right, I've combined Mirastar.
Yeah.
I've combined Ferb.
Ferb.
I've combined Derb Chirp.
Derb Chirp.
And Podcast.
Podcast.
All right, then. The best one I saw was... Where is it? Podcast Ferb. Yeah, pod... Yeah, whatever that word is.
Podcast Ferb.
No. Podcast Ferb. Yeah, Podcast Ferb. Or Podcast Ferb. Or dot.
Dot.
Yeah, I think he, for some reason, it generated dot.
Dot.
Dot. Or Nerdcast.
Nerdcast.
Or Fwodcast. What's the actual one? Fwodcast.
Fwodcast.
And it's also generated Ferb Derb Chirp. Ferb Derb Chirp.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds very, very familiar.
Mirastar Ferb. Merb.
Or Fert.
Fert. Fart.
Yeah.
What other names have we got lingering on our brain?
Let's combine some new words. Let's combine Marvin. Miracle. I see. Miravin. Miravin. We have Machurb.
Machurb.
Machurb. We have Mavib.
I'll say that one again. Marvib.
Yeah, Mavib.
Marvib.
We also have Derb Arvin.
Derb Arvin.
And we also have Pr.
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 Pr. What? Pr.
I don't know. I also have Podcurb Chirp.
Podcurb Chirp.
Podcurb Chirp. We also have Porvin. That sounds familiar.
Porvin. Imagine.
Yeah.
Poor.
Oh my gosh. Hey, we're cool. Are you going to do a lot of editing there?
I didn't even hear that.
I mean, you said it, so.
Me?
Yeah.
I said poor, not what you must have think I said. I said poor.
All right, we also have Modcast. Sounds very NPC.
Sounds like a Minecraft kind of thing. Like,
yeah, we also have Marvist.
Marvist. I'm Marvist. Marvist.
Well, we're going back to Marvist.
Marvist.
We have Durbin.
Oof, sounds very familiar.
Yeah, very acceptable. Familiar.
Acceptable.
acceptable. we have Din.
Din. Din.
Welcome back to Din.
Din. Wait, so is this podcast thing like a confirmed idea or like what are we doing with him?
This is just an idea.
Oh. Is it an idea you'd like to put forward?
Well, yeah, we can't do it in year 9. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going into year 9.
Yeah, I think I forgot you're in year 7.
I think I'm a bit too old for year 7s, but
right.
I think I passed that stage like 20 years ago. I also passed the year 8 stage as well. I also passed year 8, I passed year 9, I passed year 10. I passed all of them. I'm just big like that.
Yeah, I guess.
What's it called? We could put it forward, but if we were to do it, would it be like a whole new podcast?
Probably. I'm going to like create channel for it as well. Or we can like force all of it to subscribe.
Oh yeah, so like it come out on YouTube as well. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like, but I'm not sure. Yeah, but I'm not sure people will actually do it.
Yeah,
and I'm not asking to subscribe to it, which is not a good idea for us.
It'd be quite hard to get subscribers on it because it's like it's a new channel and it's a podcast.
I mean, not Mister. The person I'm gonna ask for it might be intrigued by our idea, and he might subscribe.
What's the other account you have for YouTube? What if we both post it?
Maybe. Yeah, we can post. Yeah, we can probably both post it.
We're both posted. Like, we both have the same video.
Maybe I can see my channel on the thing because I don't upload as much as you.
You see?
Maybe I can see my channel on that because I don't upload as much as you.
Yeah.
And making seasons will be kind of weird. Not even lie.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'd probably have like only 3 seasons.
No, but making season in general will just be mid.
True, but so would it just be like episodes 1, episode 37, episode 45, episode 57?
Wait, I need to see what impulsive do. I need to see what other people do, because having seasons will just be odd. I'm not sure if that will be the best thing for us.
For example, this is season 5, episode 3, I think. Yes, those are 3.
Maybe. Yeah, just do episodes. Just do like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We'll put it into consideration. But yeah, it was a good idea.
Right, I'm back. Right. I'm for this time, but probably in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right, so one thing I wanted to talk to you about was season 5, episodes 7, 8, and 9, which I mentioned to be a special episode. So that those 3 episodes, I'm relying mainly on you.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll do that.
Because it was and it's the last seasons, so, I mean, the last episodes. So how's that gonna run?
So it's gonna work like this. We're gonna have 2 qualifying rounds, and the best 2 people will go to the finals, or the best 3, depending on where you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how it'll go. And there'll just be like random trivia, and it's all just that, just to end the thing.
Right. Do you think this is something that can span over 3 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many people do you think you would need for this?
Huh?
How many people do you think you would need?
How many people do I think I would need?
Yeah.
I want to get... I know the rules don't comply with it, but Oliver, I need him. Because he just isn't a Derb Chirp finale. I mean, it isn't really Derb Chirp, but it isn't really a Mr. Paul podcast finale without the Teletubby. Because it just will be odd.
Oh, I'll see.
I'll need probably you. In total, I probably need minimum 6.
Minimum.
Yeah, for two episodes, 6. But for the last episode, I'll need 5. No, 4, including you.
Right, so... Wait, so the first 2 episodes, how many people would you need?
6, minimum. Like, 4 people in each podcast, including me and you.
Now, do you remember how many people can be on one podcast episode?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5. So, how do you think? I think it's 4 or 5. Is it 4 or 5?
Yes, but is what I'm saying that we need 6 people, max, minimum for both episodes, which I'm just adding on people.
Oh, but I don't think we can get them all in one episode.
No, thank you.
Right. Wait, what do you mean by two? I'm confused. Wait, so like in one episode, how many people will there be on one episode?
Should I include myself as well and you?
Yeah.
Five.
So me, no, you, and
you.
Four other contestants, including me. All right. So it's trivia questions. What else?
Trivia questions. You know, La La Dub Chub, basically that.
Right. Like a remade better version. Because the last Dub Chub we had, that was 1 hour and 44 minutes long. So this one's going to be longer, better, less editing. Thank you very much. Stuff like that. Yeah. Right. So I'm pretty sure you have a limit to get this recorded, as in
We need your support as well. Not just me, also
need
you.
Yeah, so you're gonna need to get it recorded like some point the near
next week.
Oh.
Oh. Week. Oh no! All right, Miracle. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I cannot do it. It's gonna be very limited, yeah, but I cannot do it. I'll try do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but if it can't. But all week is just podcast week. Even if it's last week, year review, podcast week, done. And we end the podcast. Because the last four episodes will be podcast week. I don't care, Miracle.
Right. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wait, what days are you available to do it?
Every week, but only for specific time limits.
So you're allowed to do it Monday to Sunday, right?
Yeah, but Monday to Wednesday, very limited. No, I'm not even gonna lie to you, very limited.
But you can do it like whole day Thursday, whole day Friday, whole day Saturday, whole day Sunday.
Yes.
Right. That means you have a lot of planning mainly.
Yeah, but this all can happen before I go to Poland, which is in 10 days. So the countdown is coming in. Last 10 days.
Yeah. And the reason why I can't help you too much with that is obviously because I have...
Nah, I'm planning this.
Yeah, because also I have, like, these kind of podcast episodes to plan. So while you're planning those last episodes, I also have to plan and record Season 3, Episode 5, which is coming out in, like, 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
I've not got that. I don't even know who it's going to be with. So, you know, I need to get that done. So I won't be able to... record it with you. I won't be able to plan it with you. I'll be able to record it with you. I won't be able to plan it with you.
All right.
I need to get that, you know, you need to get that planned by yourself. And then
don't worry, I'll have it planned, but I definitely can't do it tomorrow. Sorry, it took a long time. It's just thingy. It's just my computer being stupid.
Yeah, it's fine. So, to quickly summarize, so the next week, the whole of next week, is going to be a lot of podcasting. Even though planning. It's the last academic week, there will be a lot of planning for that week. You're going to try get... all three episodes planned. I'll review it, so make a Google Doc, share me to it. I'll, you know, see your planning. I'll do some occasional checkups on it, see how it's going, on all stuff like that. So you need to make sure you get that done. Meanwhile, I'll be finding people planning, editing for the weekly episodes. And then whenever you're ready to plan, I mean, whenever you're ready to record, let me know. I'll try to get the people, like, see when they're available, and then we'll do it.
So yeah. I think that sounds great.
Right. So, as you know, in every single podcast episode, I have a quote. Lucas and Alex aren't here to hear the quote because, I don't know, they're just not available. So, me and Marvin are here to make, we're here to make over the time. So, the quote for season 5, episode 3 of Marisol Podcasts is, UFC and Breaking Bad just come to show how Alex and Lucas are two weird little lads.
What? Okay,
Miracle. I don't know how Lucas is little, but you know what I mean.
Oh, okay, Miracle. He's like double my height.
But, you know, let me repeat the quote for... Why not? So the quote of season 5, episode 3 of Marisol Podcasts is, UFC and Breaking Bad just come to show how Alex and Lucas are two weird little lads. Lovely.
Oh, damn.
Or two weird lads. Two weird little lads. Both of them work. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you did, don't forget to follow the podcast. My bad for this little inconvenience that they weren't here. But, you know, me and Marvin made up for the time. And you get to hear the little stuff that are coming up. So I guess that's good anyways. So Marvin, how did you enjoy your little segment?
Good. I really liked it. Now I need to use my quote.
What's your quote?
Roses are red, violets are blue. All of us.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye bye.
Bye bye.